Morning, everybody, and welcome into the St. John's County show that's on in the morning.
Oh,
that's not a thing. Gotta remind you to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, everything at 904 now. Also, download our very own app. You can find that in the Play Store, wherever you get your apps. It's there. It is there for you. It's waiting for you. It's lonely, and it wants you to press the button, and it wants to be downloaded onto your phone. We also have a lot of people who send stars every week, and we really, really appreciate that. We appreciate it so much that we're going to give you a swag bag, a chance to win a swag bag at the end of the week because of those donated stars, and we always put that together each week, usually over a few hundred dollars worth of swag that you can get your hands on from great places in and around St. John's County. So if you drop us 100 or more stars, we will enter you for that swag bag this week as well. Got to give a big shout out to our banner sponsor here this morning before we really get things cranked up. And that would be Old City Homes. Our friend Jerry and his team at Old City Homes currently building brand new houses, including two-bedroom, two-bath houses, three-bedroom houses on one-acre lots, and four-bedroom houses for less than $300,000, much less in many cases. With interest rates as low as they are, this is the time to buy, and those are going to be going up in just a few months. Call or text Jerry at 904-466-9505 for more information and see what inventory he has for you. They are going fast, so call today. Also, big shout out to our title sponsor here, Bozard Ford Lincoln, proud to have served the St. Augustine community for three generations, a true local business here in St. John's County. At Bozard Ford, you're going to find the newest products from Ford and Lincoln, along with the best selection of pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models in our area. From delivery of your new car to your very own driveway, to mobile service of your entire fleet of company vehicles or anything in between, the team at Bozard Ford Lincoln ready to meet your needs in a way that is designed exclusively for you. Let their family take care of your family. Bozard Ford Lincoln, they are driven to inspire. That's the truth. Big shout out as well to our friends at Fidus Roofing, CDR, Chiba Hut Toasted Sub, St. Augie's Pizza, Anastasia Diner, Everything Bagel and Seaside Furniture, who we will talk about shortly. But first, good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, doing great. It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
It's almost the weekend.
And it actually is my weekend.
Oh, it is your weekend. Yeah. You're getting ready for a trip.
Yeah.
You're leaving.
Pick up tomorrow.
Not only leaving us, but you're leaving St. Augustine. You're leaving Florida. You're leaving the United States.
And wow. I'm very proud of myself.
Why?
I passed the test yesterday.
Oh, good for you.
Because I had
good
to take the COVID test to leave the country, and then I got to take a test to come back.
Yeah.
Great. So just stay in an incubator from now until then.
Yeah, right. And by the way, that test is not fun, even if you do it on yourself.
Like was it a home test?
No. It was a drive-through, like Walgreens, and you kind of like...
Yeah, you got to get it in there.
I broke my nose three times, so I have a deviated septum, so I can't get past like a certain level. They're like, get it higher. Oh, well, we got to do the show.
Glad your alarm went off to do the show. Yeah. That's good,
You know, so it wasn't fun. It wasn't fun for me.
Well,
have you guys broken your nose before?
I don't think so. Not officially. I've definitely messed up my nose, but never got it checked out.
Yeah. I broke mine three times, and believe me, it showed yesterday.
Yeah.
It was not fun.
That feeling or taste or whatever you get in there when you really crack your nose, man. Like, it feels like sucking chlorine up your nose or something. It's just, it's a bad taste, a bad feeling. It's all bad.
No, it's not a good, no bueno.
Yeah.
No bueno. David, what do you got going on the board over here?
I'm doing on the
David's
board.
David's got multiple screens.
Oh, yeah, do you see?
Multiple boards.
Aubrey wrote you a little note. Aubrey.
My goddaughter wrote a note here after the parade.
And, nobody can erase that. That's like, we need to put hairspray or, like seal that in there. That's it. Yeah.
At least until Christmas, right?
It's a very special young lady, yes.
Very, very sweet. What does it say over there, David?
It says, hi, I'm Aubrey, Pete Pan's goddaughter. Merry Christmas. Very
with
sweet.
Hearts all over. It's very, very sweet. Very, very sweet. Yeah, after the parade, we came in here, and I showed the God Kids the new studio and all that stuff, and they had a lot of fun.
Cool.
And they wrote you guys notes.
No. That I erased immediately.
Erased yours immediately.
I'm like the Grinch here or something.
Get it off of my barrier.
All right, man. Do we have what is our question of the day,
Troy? Question of the day, because I am taking off. You know, and I'm an extreme underpacker.
Okay.
Are you guys overpackers or underpackers? Are you really good? I think I'm a good packer.
Yeah.
But I don't carry much.
Right.
But I don't need much.
You're going on a trip to Italy.
Yeah.
And you've got a backpack packed, you said, right?
I pretty much have a backpack.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will say I'm a heavier packer than you.
Okay.
So I usually don't take a whole lot of stuff, but I throw that not a whole lot of stuff into like three different bags for the airport, right?
Yeah.
So there's like the carry-on bag, there's the backpack, and then there's the slinging over your shoulder bag.
That would be considered a heavy packer.
Yeah. See, yeah, I have a backpack and a satchel.
Okay. Yeah.
Indiana Jones has one, so or man purse, whatever you want to call it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. But I have a leather like message satchel
that I
carry with me that I keep with me pretty much the whole time when I'm traveling around.
Okay. Mm.
But I mean that's pretty much it for me. I mean I'm gone for 6 days, so I have a couple pairs of jeans, like 8 shirts.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much
That's pretty light. Pretty
yeah, because you're going to buy it over there anyway.
Hey, I'm going to buy something over there anyway.
That's a fun, like, moment.
You know?
Yeah.
So I traveled, like, usually I had uniforms, like, you know, softball or baseball uniforms and stuff like that that you had to also pack whenever I was gone. So you didn't have room for a lot of your other stuff.
Yeah.
Right. So
yeah,
I learned to pack really light when I was young. So and I've never gotten out of it. So
there you go. There you go.
I will say I'm a carry-on and I'll probably either check depending on where I'm going. But that's about it.
I never check a bag.
No, I never check bags either. I don't let anything leave my sight. I really don't. Yeah, I don't want anything in anybody else's hands if it doesn't need to be.
Yeah. I want to save those 8 minutes of having to wait for it to go.
Yeah. But you want to be ready for those.
That part of your life, you never get back.
But you'll never be able to have music video documentary hour when you go on these trips. You want to have those costumes. You want to have that moment. You want to have when the wind is blowing in the right direction, you know.
Yeah, because wind blowing through my hair is really important to me.
And the beard, it could be really,
really.
The beard very, like,
flowing in the wind.
Awesome.
I can do that naked. All right. I don't need to pack.
Oh, geez. There's a calendar for you.
Vision ruined.
That's not a calendar coming out of this network anytime soon.
I think we should. Clay?
How many hats do you pack?
That's a good question. That's a great question.
I wear a normal hat, and then I have what's called a paper boy, the one I can fold up. It's like the little one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So I usually have that, and I usually wear a normal hat like what I have on now today.
You have to get a hat in Italy.
Like, I was going to say, are you looking forward to hat shopping in Italy?
Yeah, I'll definitely get a hat.
I can't wait.
I get a hat pretty much every place.
That's what I was going to ask next. Do you get a hat during all your travels? But I guess
it's going to be rainy. So, and by the way, the check of the weather, I don't know if we got there yet.
We haven't.
Okay. All right. But it's going to be rainy in Italy. So that doesn't count as the check of the weather.
Oh. No, it doesn't. Are you guys going to Melfi, Italy?
No, we're going to Florence and Rome.
Oh, we got to stop by Melfi and tell my peeps, hey, what's up, Melfi's? You guys know Pete Melfi?
No, Pete the Melfi. Okay, Pete is not even an Italian name.
That's funny.
There's no Peters.
No.
There's no Peters in Italy.
Peters in Italy. There may be.
I'm pretty sure there's every name over there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So. What's up with quick check of the weather?
Oh, the quick check of the weather. It's foggy, but it's going
to
burn off.
All right. That quick check of the weather brought to you by our good friends at Anastasia Diner. Don't forget to mention the Stoidum stat from the previous day's show the next time you go in, and your total will not exceed $9.04 for your meal. That offer good per person per visit Monday through Friday. They're open 7 days a week, 7 to 2. All right, man. Woo. Excuse me. I need more sips of this lit tea here.
Yeah, no, we can't be sipping at the same time. we both went for a drink at the same time there.
Yeah. So, all right.
And I appreciate you bringing me one in today. I needed it today.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too. Did you know Netflix? I don't know if this is a sore subject for you. Mm-hmm. Netflix has come out with a movie featuring St. Augustine, and this has come out before your movie featuring St. Augustine.
Okay. Okay, I'm good with it. It is a little sore subject.
When did they film it? I just want to know that part. Where was that?
That's a good question.
Was I under a rock?
That's a good question. I don't know. I didn't hear about anybody filming anything in St. Augustine, but it's not like the Movie Association. The movie is called Munford the Chickshaw Rancher.
It's about
Munford the Chickshaw Rancher.
I forget. Native Americans were imprisoned over at the jail. I believe that's the fort.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe that's what the story is.
But it was Fort Marion.
Yeah. Yes. And the actual film focuses mostly on Oklahoma, I guess. But there's a scene where they come down here to the fort and there's Native Americans in prison.
Carlisle School.
Not mentioned in this article.
Yeah. It's, I mean, that's what it was. There was a school there.
Yeah,
they didn't call it a prison. You went to school.
Oh, you went to finishing school.
It was, I don't know which time period they used, but I mean, there was sometimes during the 1830s, I think it was a prison. And then later in the 1880s, it was a prison because Geronimo was actually supposed to come to St. Augustine.
Right.
Two of his wives and some of his children made it here. But in Pensacola, they stopped Geronimo and started using him as a tourist attraction because photography had just come in. So you'd get your picture taken with Geronimo.
Right.
You know, and that's where he was imprisoned, was over in Pensacola. They stopped him on his way here and kept him.
That's a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they said, like, and he had several wives, but two of his wives actually made it to St. Augustine, is the way I understood the story.
Okay. All right.
So, but that's a completely different story. My story is about 1964. There's so many great stories in St. Augustine, so that one doesn't really affect
my
movie.
I just wanted to tie it in and tease you a little bit.
Just to torture
you. Yeah, just to torture you a little bit.
Always. And Sundance still hasn't written back. Our application's still in with our movie Freedom.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
So wow.
We're holding off to see if we can get it into Sundance.
Okay.
Who is that Sundance? Who is that? Who on Sundance? Well, I forget. Yeah. Robert. Come on, Robbie. Push.
Yeah.
Come on, Bob.
Yeah. Come on.
Paul Simons was the producer on the film. He's a former Florida State Film Commissioner in the office of Governor Jeb Bush.
Okay.
He said there's an upcoming bill in the legislature. Boy, I can't talk this morning. I need to drink way more of this. There's an upcoming bill in the legislature that could add some incentive for more movies to be made in Florida and around
now
this area.
Now it comes out?
Yes.
Because what Georgia did it, right?
Save me money?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what a great idea. We should do that too.
Now?
Again, just kind of throwing this at you to see how you respond, Troy. This is really just a stress test.
Second movie might be able to come out.
There you go. That's a sophomore release. That's harder. So,
you
gotta nail that one.
I'm in the process of writing the second movie.
Oh, well, like a sequel to your first movie?
It's a fictional movie in St. Augustine.
Okay.
But it's a love affair between an owner and a slave. Set in 1845.
Wow. Okay.
So I got to find characters for you two in the movie.
Jeez.
Okay.
The church choir director. Thanks. I got it. Perfect. Everybody, let's go together.
Our teacher.
Perfect, right. That's fine. Many blessings.
We have to introduce many blessings into that film somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Somehow.
Many blessings. That's right. The producer not only said that more incentives should be coming to this area, but he also lives here now.
Excellent.
There you go.
Wonderful.
So maybe Paul Sermons, who I mispronounced his last name wrong last time.
Yes, you said Simons.
I did say Simons, yeah.
I thought he was part of him and Garfunkel wrote it together.
Yeah. He's not coming on the show.
Oh, I was going to go there too, yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad I didn't. Perfect.
So Paul Sermons, now a St. Augustine resident.
Okay.
All right.
If you need a
Mr. Sermons, we'd love to be in your next movie.
Mm-hmm. I do love a Paul Simon moment, though, right?
Yeah. You can call me Al.
Yeah.
You can call me Betty.
Speaking of going out, the power went out last night for about 900 JEA customers on the border of Jacksonville and St. Johns County.
Okay.
After a power pole went down.
It's what they get for living so far up north.
Yeah. It's all your fault, people who
wilderness
live there.
Shouldn't live that far north.
They don't have electricity. There's no running water. They're pioneers up there.
Get it together, folks. Get it together, you people up there. They're saying drivers should still use caution, even though it's mostly been fixed out there, but there may still be some road crews working in the area. Do you guys have kind of a go-to activity when the power goes out? that we can talk about on the show.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Sleep. Yeah, that's mine too. Try to I be thought as... my answer was going to be funny by being sleep, but yeah. I guess it's not.
Yeah, I got my phone. The power didn't go out on my phone. Yeah. And I mean, it's pretty much the same activity I do now. Hey, Pete, Davey, Clay, what are you doing? It's pretty much my life.
I get the generator out. There's a fear of no air conditioning in my life. Like, is there? My God, it's going to happen. It's going to get me. Oh, my God.
We're going to see me sweat.
The humidity. Right. I know. I stand here and sweat. I just exist in the state and sweat. That's it. I'm just a sweaty Eddie. That's calm. Yeah, that's perfect. I don't care. It's who I am.
A sweaty sweat. Eddie.
But, I mean, when I was a kid, I mean, we'd play, like, Yahtzee or something like that. And just kind of, you know, just kind of chill out a little bit. But, I mean, with the candles.
Make the hand puppets on the walls with the flashlights?
We had candles.
we had flashlights?
Like a flashlight. Like now I have like 12 flashlights and like a headlamp.
Yeah.
By the way, I do pack a headlamp every place I go.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I do pack a head every place I go. And I don't know why. I think it's because I camp so much. It's like, don't forget, because it's important to have your headlamp when you're hiking lost in the woods.
Whoa.
Yeah, it is. I think in Florida, we have a stockpile of flashlights because we get flashlights every time there's a storm threatening. It's like, I don't know where all my flashlights are.
And then you find like, that's right. I put it there.
I have 37. Yeah.
I had Blake. I was like, Blake, get the flashlight out of the closet.
Yeah.
And he goes to like the wrong closet. I was like, dude, you don't know where our flashlight is? He's like, no. I have one on my phone. Why do I?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Everyone has one on their phone now.
Yeah. So, but then that messes up the. You got to balance that with using the flashlight and keeping your phone charged.
Yeah.
Because you only got so much power if you got a power pack and all that stuff.
Definitely have the battery charged.
You go out of gas when the power goes out. Go sit in your car for like.
Yeah, good point.
You charge up your car.
Good point. Well, sometimes in a storm, gas stations are also closed.
Yeah. Yeah. Only war.
Wow, we're barely making it.
Yeah,
we really are.
First word problems here on the 904 now.
That's right. The struggle is real, folks.
Do you? I mean, do you have a generator?
No.
Yes. I learned the first time when we lost power for like a week or two after one of the big storms. I believe it was Michael. And I was like, "Yeah, I'm never."
Matthew.
Or that was it. Thank you very little.
Okay.
That's what. Yeah, I definitely needed that, and I had to buy it in like Alabama because that's where we evacuated to as a family, and then came back down, and they had them on sale up there, and my brother-in-law was like, "Get this now, you will always have it." And so, yeah, totally have one.
Boom.
Yeah. There you go. I have a generator, and then I have a battery pack that I keep charged.
Oh, that's good too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, for things like your phone and stuff like that, it's like it's like $100, and then you keep it charged, and then. If that happens, you just go.
I just bought a solar battery bank now.
Oh, okay.
So that should keep me through any hurricane with the phone now.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
But if it's a storm, there's not going to be any sun.
There will be sun through the clouds. There will be sun when the storm lets
there's
up.
There's always something.
Yeah.
My God.
The sun will come out.
It's Florida.
I can't believe you didn't join in on that. I was disappointed in my choir director.
Now demoted to art teacher.
Clearly the art teacher
in
now.
The movie. Yeah.
Speaking of music, Segway's going great today, by the way. We got live music happening today. Sam Pacetti going to be at A1A Airworks at 5 o'clock. John Dickey at the Milltop Tavern at 5. Jolie, Prohibition Kitchen at 6 o'clock. David Watt Besley and the Carpetbaggers, Begging and Company Live. Clay's going to be out there producing that one.
Oh, cool.
Clay is everywhere. Will. 7 o'clock. That is tonight. Smoking Joe Shower at Ann O'Malley's Deli and Pub, 8 o'clock. And Craig Hand at Tradewinds at 9.
Give him a hand.
There you go. I will give Seaside Furniture a hand as well for being a locally owned, family owned business here in St. Augustine with an amazing selection. We love the folks at Seaside Furniture. Great family. You will too if you go down there and check them out right there off of 312 across from the Publix. All right, let's see. Also, our good friends at Fidus Roofing, got to give them a shout out. They just had a great little party there, and I did not realize they've just got a great property for events. I hope they have more there sometime soon. But that's not what they want me to promote.
The huge fire pit? Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, the huge fire pit. It's awesome back there. That's the first time I'd been back there.
Yep.
They're a great local business supporting a lot of great local charities, and they will support you and your family with a great roof.
Okay, how many times can you use great in this read?
A lot, apparently. I'm not on my game today. I will tell you that, Troy. It is a bad day for me as far as being on my game.
It's because you're going to miss me.
That's right. All right. I'm already crying. I'm losing sleep.
A little nervous. Yeah.
It's okay. Be strong, guys.
Yeah, all right. They're always looking to grow their team and would encourage anybody to come apply with them. They're master elite contractors for St. John's County as well, which lets them offer you warranties that nobody else can. Call Fidus, 904-355-ROOF. We're going to get through this, man. We are going to get through this. Then I'm going to go home and sulk the rest of the day.
Oh, no. We have the afternoon show.
It'll be all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He'll nap in the green room.
Little siesta.
It'll be all good.
Little siesta.
See slides slayed everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Half holding now the Nintendo remote and a little drool. Yeah.
Now everyone out there has a visual we have to walk into.
Right.
Yeah. Me sleeping in the studio when you guys come in.
Hey, man, did you write the show? Yep. We got it done. We got it.
Pete, close the pajamas. Close it in. Pete's that uncle that's around the house at the holidays.
With the open robe. Yeah.
What was his name on National Lampoon's? What was Cousin Eddie.
Yeah.
Cousin Eddie. That's
the crapper's fool.
Yeah.
God bless that guy.
My daddy says I'm the best kisser.
Oh, wow. That's right.
The show has turned quickly.
Yeah, it has. We're going to try and salvage it, though.
No, we're not.
Okay, we won't try then. We will not try. Well, no. Not. Now I'm going to try not to salvage it. Now I'm going to try and ruin the show. We'll see if we can get canceled by the end of it.
Oh, no. Hold your horses.
We've done much worse than what we're going to do today. So do we actually have any news today?
Yeah, we've got some more. Okay. There was some news in there in that first.
Okay.
Did you not think so?
I missed it. I nodded off a little.
Well, here's some news. The St. John's County Parks and Rec have your guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Special place in Troy's heart as a former Parks and Rec guy. Parks and Rec teaming up with the North Pole Telephone Company.
Been doing it for years.
To bring their annual phone calls with Santa.
We started it in 1990.
Wow.
Me and Santa hooked up and like, hey.
You and Santa hooked up like in a back room together and made out?
We're doing some eggnog.
Drop the soap.
Said, hey. Hey, you know, we need you to call some of our kids here in St. John's.
Okay, so you initiated this. Yeah. All right.
No, it was Santa's very, very willing to help out.
Okay.
So he calls kids?
Yeah, he calls kids.
Checks the list.
Sometimes lists change.
Yeah.
He calls kids grow. Confirms their Christmas list.
Oh, wow.
Okay. There you go.
How does that roll? Like, if I wanted him to call my niece, that she had to be a good kid and she's on the list, or like,
no, you just fill out the form and then you have Santa call and he's got a hotline up there at the North Pole working for him.
How cool is that?
See, this would not have worked for my family growing up.
Why?
Because if I would have got a call from Santa,
ho ho ho, hello there, little Pete Melfi, what do you want for Christmas? What's on your Christmas list?
I don't know why I sound more like Goofy there.
Yeah. Nah.
Oh, what's on your Christmas list, little guy?
Oh, that's good.
Guess who's not calling?
Well, I'm not playing. I'm not going to be Santa. No, don't worry. And then I would have read off my Christmas list and said,
ho, 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 all right, Peter, we're going to get to work making those right away.
And then my mom hands me an oatmeal box bank, my present. And that's the time I don't believe in
Santa. The list is, well, that's why your mom isn't signing you up for this. But the list
I'd be
is
worried if
in.
She
you
was.
Have like a form you fill out, and the list is sent in, and you know, make sure you put the dog's name on there so Santa knows the dog's name.
Oh, okay, there
that's
you go.
That's a good idea.
Because sometimes the kids put the dog on.
Okay. All right.
Leave Santa in a real awkward position.
Well, if you need, it sounds like you and Santa were already in an awkward position.
Yeah, yeah.
If you need
a lot of eggnog.
I just got that. Yeah.
It sounds. If you need to reach out and get more information, you can contact Ashley Brown at 904-209-0379.
It's a great program, and it's, you know, the kids have such a good time when Santa calls. So.
Cool, man. Yeah, sounds like a great idea. So there's that. Mm-hmm. That's some news for you, Troy. Are you happy?
Yeah. Well, I want to figure out how like they can get it to pop up as the North Pole on the cell phone.
Right.
You know, it doesn't come in as a spam risk.
Right.
You know, Like, oh, I was going to answer, but it was a spam risk. No one answers that.
Nobody right. answers that.
You're right. That's
why would
a great
you walk
point?
Into that fire?
Well, yeah. Right, exactly.
When we started the program, you kind of, I don't even know if we had, like, caller ID.
Yeah. Spam yeah, risk. Right. Oh, that's scary. Yeah,
that's
you're right.
A great point. Oh, man.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
I wonder what the how that does show up. I wonder if the North Pole Telephone Company has Santa in there yeah, listed.
We got to figure, we got to make sure that happens.
Yeah.
Hmm.
There's more risk with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots and lots of risk.
Yeah.
Hey, I went to the Lighthouse Illumination last night. I got to give that a little bit of a shout out.
Yeah.
Went there and checked that out. It's a really cool event. I think it's fairly new. I've never heard of it before.
Troy, Pete went all the way up the lighthouse.
I went all the way up the lighthouse.
Yeah.
I climbed the lighthouse, and I'm not dead today.
Were you wearing shoes, or were you actually in
slides.
Your slides? You had the slides.
Wow. I went up there in slides, man.
See, I'm the jerk friend that I would have kicked one of your slides over the edge.
You piece of crap.
So you'd have been like all the way down.
That's Maddie, like wearing Louboutins.
Every step you'd be like, oh, Troy's such a jerk.
I would have just thrown the other one off the edge. I mean, at that point, just to even it out, man.
You would have just taken the other one and kept hitting me each step.
Yes, I went all the way down.
When you got up to the top, were you trying to like control your breath
hold
control?
Hold my, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what I was trying to say I sure stuttered nothing out. That was great.
Are you afraid of heights, folks?
I am slightly afraid of heights. I got a little bad of vertigo up there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. I looked at...
That's not good. that's not a good time to
in
get
in the dark. No.
Yeah.
It's dark and you're 300 feet in the air.
No.
Holding a cell phone.
Yeah. No, but I got to tell you, that walk down's a lot easier than that walk up.
Gravity's amazing.
Yeah. But it was a beautiful thing, man. You walk around the whole lighthouse property and check out different trees decorated up. With the kind of different themes, and they really did it up very, very nice. I would say add it to your Knights of Lights tours if you're doing some Knights of Lights stuff. Repertoire, that's a better one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go, Troy. All right, sir. How do you want to approach the comments today?
I'm just going to take a gander.
No.
Okay. All right. Taking a gander on a Tuesday. As you take a gander, I will let people know that our good friends at Construction Debris Removal, they will pick up the phone when you call. In a time where nobody picks up the phone or even returns calls back, Construction Debris Removal is on it. And contractors, if you need a container for your job sites, they cover and protect driveways and really do take pride in leaving your job site as clean or cleaner than it was when they got there. Local customer service is their top priority. Construction Debris Removal. Give them a call today, 904-471-9709.
Clean it out.
Clean it up and test it out. See if they really do answer the phone.
Yeah.
What do we got, Troy?
All right, so we have stars from Jennifer, Tracy, and Susan. I don't know if I missed anybody, David. Did you see anybody else?
You're right.
Awesome.
All
right. It seems like, and I don't want to be gender biased, it seems like the guys seem to be underpackers and the ladies that are commenting seem to be overpackers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and that's kind of the way it's worked in my life too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, I still need help figuring out what character you guys are going to be in my next movie. So,
okay.
When I come back, I want people to think about
it. Okay.
That.
All so, right.
The candlestick maker.
1845 St. Augustine. What would you two
David be? Hardwick candlestick. Okay.
Wow.
I mean, it's just, you know.
I mean, it almost sounds like you've been putting a lot of thought into that.
I did, yeah,
there it is.
Before
today, Davey.
Is that an 1845 porn name?
Yeah,
it definitely is. From the Thomas Edison days.
Oh, my Lanta.
Oh, that's too funny.
That's great.
So, appreciate everybody out there, you know, wishing me a fun trip. So,
well, we wish you a fun trip as well, Troy, if we don't see you tomorrow morning, man.
Yeah, and there's a chance I might be in tomorrow because I don't officially leave until like 9:30.
Right.
And if I'm extremely underpacked, I should have time.
I think we should have a farewell moment. So, yeah, let's...
bring that backpack on in,
round
man.
That 40 to a 60.
What's the stortum stat look like?
Stortum stat's an easy one today. It's December 7th. So, in December 7th, it is a day that lives in infamy, and that's when Pearl Harbor happened.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl Harbor, 1941. And it could be, you know, a lot of people think about the tragedy of it, but this could be the day that saved the world. Because if Japan doesn't do this and bring the United States into the war.
Right.
A lot of people would be speaking German right now.
Yeah.
I mean, German and Japanese. And so if we think of this as a horrible day, which it was, and it could have been avoided, which it could have been because there was intelligence that told us Pearl Harbor was going to happen weeks before. And
that's a trend around here.
They broke a code, sent it to D.C. D.C. ignored it.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C. ignored it. And they said, don't worry about it. It's just bogus. And then it happened.
Yeah.
So a lot of people think of Pearl Harbor as a tragedy in U.S. history, but it's probably the most important day in World War II that brought the United States into the war. So don't think for the world, it's a good day because it saved the world, in my opinion. But Pearl Harbor, December 7th. And also, it's Johnny Bench's birthday. So happy birthday,
Johnny. Happy birthday to Johnny Bench.
And it's the day I carried the torch.
It's an eventful day in your life.
It definitely is. I got to carry the torch on 2001 for the 2002 Olympics.
Uh-huh.
And it was right after 9/11, so everyone was chanting USA. I mean, it was a really cool moment.
But you carried it longer than anybody else.
Yeah, because unfortunately, the person I was supposed to hand off to, or the flame was supposed to jump to, was sick and couldn't get to St. Augustine. They had a bad chemo treatment or something.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I got to carry two legs of it. So.
Well, I was
right, right in front of the big cross. So, I mean, I got a really cool spot to run in front of everything on San Marco. So, I mean, it was a good day.
That's an awesome moment. Yeah.
All right. That Stardom Stab brought to you by our good friends at St. Augie's Pizza in downtown St. Augustine. As authentic as it gets as far as New York style pizza is concerned, family owned pizza joint. We're all big fans of their grandma's pie, and I'm a fan of their regular slices as well. And they got so much more. St. Augie's Pizza, right in between Riberia and ML King.
The real deal.
That's it. They are the real deal.
I saw Amy last night. She's hysterical.
She's awesome. That family's great. Great people, really, seriously.
And I have a friend here who was actually there at that day. Her name's Erin.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I want to send a lot of love out to Erin. She's watching the show.
Oh, cool.
But she came up and from DeLand and came up, and she's got a little battle going on herself, so just want to tell her I love her.
Yeah, awesome. Shout out.
Yeah. All right. We also love Old City Homes, Bozard Ford, Fidus Roofing, CDR, Chiba Hut Toasted Sub, St. Augie's Pizza, Anastasia Diner, Everything Bagel, and Seaside Furniture. Want to remind you to click that little bell up there to get the alerts. And, of course, download the 904 Now smartphone app for all the information you need to know in and around St. John's County. With that said, we will talk to you soon. Have a great rest of your day.
We forgot to wave. Bye.
Bye.